So what does the ongoing violence mean for U.S. policy towards Egypt? With us is former U.S. Ambassador Nicholas Burns, a veteran Foreign Service officer and now professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Ambassador Burns, welcome.
Thank you.
So why don't you start with your reaction to what we just heard about what's been happening today in Egypt?
Well, I guess it's predictable, but very tragic. This is a conflict that appears to have no end right now because the political and religious divisions are so deeply embedded in Egyptian society, Egyptian politics, and the policies of the military government are deepening those divisions. The use of force this week was reprehensible. To think about 650 people dead and more today, thousands of people wounded, and they're not providing, the government is not providing the protesters, the Muslim Brotherhood, any avenue to return back into politics, and so they have nothing to lose now on the Islamist in the Islamist part of the political spectrum. It's a crisis, probably the greatest crisis Egypt has faced well in many decades.
And that's a strong terms here, and you're not the only one who's been saying that. We see that Ed Hussein of the Council on Foreign Relations is writing that Egypt is, quote, beginning to self-destruct in slow motion. A senior U.S. official told the Wall Street Journal that intelligence reports suggest a dangerous possibility that Egypt could go the way of Syria. Do you agree with that sort of extent of the concern?
Well, yes, I do agree with the extent of the concern. This is a pivotal week in modern Egyptian history because the battle lines have been drawn. The military government has made now its aims all too clear. It will not go back to a democratic basis. It will not let the Muslim Brotherhood come back and compete in politics. It will not revise the Constitution. And so, therefore, one has to fear that this deepening crisis will result in greater violence. Now, having said all that, Egypt does have some strength that Syria doesn't. Egypt is, of course, as everybody knows, you know, for 5,000 years has been a society, a nation state. There's great pride in being Egyptian. It's a country that has been able to work through its problems in the past. So perhaps they'll be able to find some reservoir of strength here, the Egyptian people, to draw upon and to avoid a catastrophe. But they are heading towards a worsening situation as we speak.
So, Ambassador Burns, let's take a step back then and talk about what options the United States has in this cauldron of conflict. I mean, as everyone knows, yesterday President Obama announced that the United States has canceled joint military exercises with Egypt next month. We're also seeing reports that Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel has had more than 15 calls with an Egyptian General Sisi asking him to change course and speed the country back to democracy, but that general has not listened. So what kind of leverage does the U.S. have?
The United States does not have the leverage that it once did several decades ago, but we are still, I think without any question, the most influential outside force in Egypt. And we have, in particular, a long-standing relationship between the Pentagon and the Egyptian General Staff, because most of those Egyptian leaders have studied at United States war colleges, and they have formed personal relationships. They've trained with Americans. They've trained on American equipment and use it. So that's where the leverage is. That's why Secretary Hagel has made all those phone calls to General El-Sisi, who's the new authoritarian leader of Egypt. And I think that's what the administration is trying to decide. Do we have enough influence and leverage left that we might, behind the scenes, be able to push the Egyptian military to stop killing people in the streets and to take on a more intelligent posture of trying to repair some of these divisions? I think the administration, though, is growing increasingly frustrated. If you notice the language yesterday, the Pentagon put out a statement saying that Secretary Hagel had warned General El-Sisi the entire relationship is at risk. You can also read into President Obama's statement yesterday a huge degree of frustration. I don't think the administration is going to hang on forever to support this government. President Obama clearly distanced the United States from the government yesterday. But maybe they're ready for one last push, and if that doesn't work, and if there's further bloodshed, it wouldn't surprise me at all if the United States diminished aid or cut it off altogether.
Well, actually, really, Ambassador Burns, if I may, let's talk a little bit more about that, because that is the blunter instrument that is at hand if the United States chooses to use it. Do you think that the Obama administration should be entertaining the idea of cutting off foreign aid to Egypt?
Oh, I think it's being debated in Washington. They haven't gone there yet, for the reasons that I suggested, because they believe they still have influence. But if the situation should worsen considerably, then I think it will become an active option. And you're already seeing in NATO, some of the European countries saying that we should, that the West should cut off aid. You're certainly going to see it when Congress returns from recess. There'll be many members of Congress in both parties who will say that the United States shouldn't be associated with a regime that has acted the way the Egyptian government has acted this week.
Senator John McCain is already saying we violated our own rule of law by not calling the ouster of President Mohamed Morsi a coup, and we undercut our own values. He seems to be pushing for more decisive action in Egypt. So I guess my final question to you, Ambassador Burns, is in the last couple seconds that we have here is the Obama administration now basically facing the consequences of its lack of more decisive action when President Mohamed Morsi was first ousted?
I think that's unfair. I think this is an impossible situation for any administration to face. And on the other side of the ledger, which we haven't mentioned, the U.S. has profound strategic interests at stake in Egypt. The peace treaty between Egypt and Israel, Egypt's actions helping us against Islamic terrorism in the Middle East, and Egypt's action in blocking Iran. So that's the dilemma for the United States. How do we weigh our strategic interests against our values, our belief in democracy and human rights? And I think the administration is increasingly now sliding towards saying our credibility is important. And so I think the administration will give it one last push. They'll warn the Egyptian government. If there are no results, then I think we're heading towards a severing of this relationship that we've had for 30 to 35 years with the Egyptian military.
Well, Nicholas Burns is a former ambassador and a veteran Foreign Service officer, now a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Ambassador Burns, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, offering a variety of insurance products, including auto, renters, boat, and motorcycle. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.